I'm joined now by Anne-Marie Power from Clockgate Pharmacy. Anne-Marie, thanks very much for coming in to us. How are you?
I'm good, thanks Elizabeth. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. We're going to have a little chat about the vaccines. You're hoping to give out the vaccine in the pharmacy next week, the Johnson & Johnson, is it?
Yep, we're awaiting delivery, and which we'll have this week. So at the moment we're preparing the admin work so that the vaccines can be delivered in a nice timely manner. As efficiently as possible.
Yeah, who'll be eligible for this vaccine?
So the cohort that we've been guided to vaccinate is anyone over 50 who, you know, for various reasons haven't had the opportunity to present themselves for a vaccine already. We have had a good number of inquiries from people, and in fairness, there's a variety of reasons why they haven't had their vaccine yet. For some people, it's the distance from the mass vaccination centres that means that they haven't had their vaccine. For other people, they had other issues going on at the time where their cohort was being vaccinated. For example, they might have had COVID in some circumstances, so which means they have to wait 4 weeks until they can be vaccinated. Other people have had other maybe surgical procedures happening at the time. So there are a lot of reasons why some people just haven't had the opportunity. If my figures are correct, there's like something like 140,000 people in that age bracket in the country that you know, haven't been able to avail of it. So I suppose for pharmacies to do it, we're just giving people another opportunity to have it done on their doorstep, have it accessible, you know, and for people to, you know, be able to come in and engage and ask questions and talk about it, and you know, we can address any concerns that people have.
And you have been getting a lot of interest since you've put it out there that you're doing it?
We have. We just started taking names and numbers initially until the admin setup started to come on. So lots of interest. We had some people again who just were maybe nervous to go and travel to Cork.
Yeah, a lot of people like that.
Yeah, the public transport maybe was another prohibitive factor. And like I said, some people just had other health issues going on at the time. And just weren't able to present at the time of their appointments.
So anybody over 50 is eligible?
Anyone over 50.
And it's one shot, which is
good. It's one
shot.
So the it takes 14 days for the immunity to build up once you take the shot. And after the 14 days, you can be considered fully vaccinated.
So if somebody wants to book, do they just ring the pharmacy?
They can just ring the pharmacy. Some people pop in and give their names, some people ring and give their names and numbers over the phone. I have a more detailed booking form now that requires extra information, for example, PPS numbers, addresses, dates of birth, GP details.
So all of this
normal information, that people need just to make sure that the information is registered correctly. And on the day they just need to present with a photo ID and a copy of their PPS number as well.
And is it free for everyone?
It is free for everyone.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Will it take long? Like coming in, if you were booked in now for Monday? What's the procedure?
The procedure then is, I suppose, once the booking form is done, that's a lot of the paperwork done. We then have an online portal that we have to input the information onto. So you're talking about a few minutes of time to do that. We have to do that before the vaccine because all the different elements, the batch number, etc., of the vaccine will all have to be recorded. Once that is done, it's into the consultation room, get the vaccine, and then for the most people, they're required to wait 15 minutes afterwards. We just observe them and make sure that they're feeling okay. And after that, they're free to go. And as I say, while the vaccine has been given, it does take 14 days for it to be fully run.
But I suppose it is handy going into a pharmacy. It is only one shot, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yeah, absolutely. And
You don't have to go back and get your second one. You don't have to go back. Yeah, it's very handy.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you the only pharmacy in town doing it?
As far as I'm aware, yes.
And what's your phone number?
It's 024-811-88.
So if anyone does want to book, anyone over 50, nobody under 50 can get this?
No, not at the moment. And as I say, look, things change, but at the moment the under 50s are being catered for with the mass vaccination centres.
Do you expect to get deliveries weekly?
At the moment we're getting our first lot, so we'll have 50 doses. Now, the uptake isn't going to be necessarily huge either, yeah, because most of the cohorts have been dealt with already. But we have had a good bit of interest, so we will be making our way through those vaccines.
And you might be getting the Pfizer down the line?
Yeah, so 1,000 pharmacies are going to be vaccinating the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And of those, 350 were then selected to get the Pfizer vaccine. We're being told the end of the month, and we're just waiting on more information. And the reason we would have been chosen is that we're deemed far enough away from the mass vaccination centres. Mm. So again, it's trying to make vaccines more accessible to people, to be able to have it on your doorstep. You know, understandably, when vaccines came out first, the volume needed was just too huge to be able to start off with that. But we're now at a stage that with the mass vaccination centres and the GPs and ourselves, you know, there's an opportunity for anyone that wants to have the vaccine to be able to get it.
And to be fair, the vaccine is going really well, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you know,
I don't think we expect it to be even at this point, even though they said we would be. We didn't expect it, did we?
No. I mean, it was so hard to look forward for a period of time, because it was this waiting game, and you know, everyone was just waiting and waiting, and you kind of got used to not really, I suppose, planning. It was afraid to plan to, you know, have something nice to do, like have a good summer. But I think we're at the stage where people can start to look forward to things, which is really good.
Yeah.
And I suppose from while we weren't vaccinating, but you know, we would see the cohorts coming into us for, you know, medicines. And you know, one thing I noticed was the relief and the just the joy that they could interact and they could, you know, contemplate seeing families.
It's been a long road.
It has been a long road. I think every, and I wouldn't say any particular age group, I think everyone in all different age groups have had different things.
They have, down to children, like.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and there's been a lot of resilience shown, but, you know, it's been tough on people. So what it's been lovely to witness is, you know, some the people coming in that have been just very, you know, thrilled to be able to contemplate just doing something small, like go and
even
visit,
going to your pharmacy.
Yeah,
small
things like being able to be independent again.
A lot of people didn't come out, like, especially the older people, they were so nervous.
That's it, you know, and connection is so important to well-being. So, you know, the little chats, the little, you know, I suppose we're all missing the smiles a bit with, you know, with the masks,
but
the kind eyes, you know, it helps.
Yeah. See a smile behind a mask if the eyes light up.
You can.
Right, so anyone over 50 that wants a book can give you a call. You might just give us the number there again, Anne-Marie.
Yep, so it's 024-811-88. So the vaccinators are both myself and my colleague Anne-Marie Deneen. So we're both trained vaccinators, so we'll be working out a schedule. So we hope to.
Okay, Anne-Marie, thank you very much.
Thanks a million.